Lesson 19. Joseph Smith History, Chapter 1, Verses 68 through 75, and Doctrine and Covenants, Section 13. Introduction. On May 15, 1829, Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery went to the woods near Joseph's farm in Harmony, Pennsylvania, to inquire of the Lord after translating a passage in the Book of Mormon that emphasized the importance of the ordinance of baptism. While they were praying, John the Baptist appeared to them as a resurrected personage. He conferred the Aaronic priesthood upon them, directed them to baptize one another in the nearby Susquehanna River, and then directed them to ordain each other to the Aaronic priesthood. John's words to Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery are recorded in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 13. Following their baptism, Joseph and Oliver were filled with the Holy Ghost and experienced great blessings. Suggestions for teaching. Joseph Smith History, Chapter 1, Verses 68 through 72, and Doctrine and Covenants, Section 13. John the Baptist confers the Aaronic priesthood on Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery. Write the following questions on the board before class or provide them on a handout for each student. Do not include the answers. As students come to class, invite them to answer the questions on a piece of paper or on their handouts. If necessary, suggest that they use the index to the triple combination, see Priesthood Aaronic, or the guide to the Scriptures, see Aaronic Priesthood, to find the correct answers. You may want to wait until after students have recorded their answers before you begin the devotional. Number 1. Where in the Scriptures can we learn about the restoration of the Aaronic Priesthood? Number 2. On what date was the Aaronic Priesthood restored? Number 3. What was the name of the angel who restored the Aaronic Priesthood to the earth by conferring it upon Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery? Number 4. How was the Aaronic Priesthood conferred upon them? Number 5. What else did the angel promise Joseph and Oliver they would receive? From whom would they receive it? Answers. Number 1. Joseph Smith History or Doctrine and Covenants, Section 13. Number 2. May 15, 1829. Number 3. John the Baptist. Number 4. By the laying on of hands. Number 5. John the Baptist told them they would later receive the Melchizedek priesthood from the apostles Peter, James, and John. After the devotional, ask students to share their answers to the first question. After they have answered this question correctly, assign students to work in pairs and check their answers to the rest of the questions. Instruct them to use Joseph Smith History, Chapter 1, Verses 68 through 72, and the description by Oliver Cowdery that follows Joseph Smith History. You may want to move around the classroom to help students find the right answers. After sufficient time, review the answers together as a class. As you go over these answers together, help students identify and understand the following doctrines. John the Baptist restored the Aaronic priesthood to the earth. The priesthood is conferred by the laying on of hands. Also, as you review students' answers, explain that Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery received the Melchizedek priesthood from Peter, James, and John later in May of 1829. See Larry C. Porter, The Restoration of the Aaronic and Melchizedec Priesthoods, Ensign, December 1996, pages 30 through 47. Invite a student to read Joseph Smith History, Chapter 1, Verse 68 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Joseph and Oliver were doing that led them to ask the Lord about baptism for the remission of sins. According to this verse, what led Joseph and Oliver to inquire about baptism for the remission of sins? They were translating the Book of Mormon and came across teachings concerning baptism for the remission of sins. Point out that the restoration of the Aaronic priesthood is so important that John the Baptist's words were included in the Doctrine and Covenants as Section 13. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants Section 13 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and identify how the restoration of the Aaronic priesthood answered Joseph and Oliver's prayer to know more about baptism for the remission of sins. Note, Doctrine and Covenants Section 13, Verse 1 is a Scripture Mastery passage. Studying Scripture Mastery passages will help students increase their understanding of the basic doctrines and be prepared to teach them to others. You may want to suggest that students mark Scripture Mastery passages in a distinctive way so they will be able to locate them easily. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of the lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. In what ways did the restoration of the Aaronic priesthood answer Joseph and Oliver's prayer to know more concerning baptism for the remission of sins? On the board, draw a simple picture of a door with a keyhole. What is the purpose of the door? As students discuss this question, help them see that a door sits in the opening of a passageway to another location. Additionally, a door can either keep us out or let us in. Please refer to the drawing on page 64 of lesson 19. Show students a set of keys, or draw a simple picture of a key on the board, and ask the following question. How does a key relate to the function of a door? A key locks or unlocks a door. When we use a key to unlock a door, it enables us to pass through and experience what is on the other side. Explain that the Lord uses keys as a symbol to represent authority of the priesthood, which unlocks and opens the way for us to receive eternal opportunities and blessings. Invite students to search Doctrine and Covenants section 13, verse 1, looking for the keys associated with the Aaronic priesthood. You may want to suggest that students mark these keys in their scriptures as they find them. What did John the Baptist say the Aaronic priesthood holds the keys of? The Aaronic priesthood holds the keys of the ministering of angels, the gospel of repentance, and baptism by immersion for the remission of sins. You may want to invite a student to write this statement under the picture of the door on the board. To help students better understand these keys of the Aaronic priesthood and the blessings they make available to members of the church, invite a student to read aloud the following explanation by Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Consider making a small copy of this statement for each student to keep in his or her scriptures. Quote, what does it mean that the Aaronic priesthood holds the key of the gospel of repentance and of baptism and the remission of sins? The meaning is found in the ordinance of baptism and in the sacrament. Baptism is for the remission of sins, and the sacrament is a renewal of the covenants and blessings of baptism. Both should be preceded by repentance. Not one of us has lived without sin since our baptism. Without some provision or further cleansing after our baptism, each of us is lost to things spiritual. We are commanded to repent of our sins and come to the Lord with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and partake of the sacrament in compliance with its covenants. When we renew our baptismal covenants in this way, the Lord renews the cleansing effect of our baptism. We cannot overstate the importance of the Aaronic priesthood in this. All of these vital steps pertaining to the remission of sins are performed through the saving ordinance of baptism and the renewing ordinance of the sacrament. Both of these ordinances are officiated by holders of the Aaronic priesthood under the direction of the bishopric, who exercise the keys of the gospel of repentance and of baptism and the remission of sins. End quote. From the Aaronic Priesthood and the Sacrament, Ensign, November 1998, pages 37 through 38. How do the keys of the Aaronic Priesthood help us receive the blessings of the atonement of Jesus Christ? According to Elder Oaks, who directs the keys of the gospel of repentance and baptism in each ward? To help students better understand the key of the ministering of angels, invite a student to read the following explanation by Elder Oaks. Quote, as a young holder of the Aaronic priesthood, I did not think I would see an angel, and I wondered what such appearances had to do with the Aaronic priesthood. But the ministering of angels can also be unseen. Angelic messages can be delivered by a voice or merely by thought or feelings communicated to the mind. End quote. Invite a student to come to the front of the class and hold up the pictures, young man being baptized, and blessing the sacrament, if available. How might understanding the keys of the Aaronic priesthood influence your thoughts or actions as you prepare, administer, or partake of the sacrament each week? Invite the young women in the class to share their feelings about the Aaronic priesthood and the blessings it brings into their lives. You may also want to share why you appreciate the restoration of the Aaronic priesthood. Joseph Smith History, Chapter 1, verses 73 through 75. Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery experienced great blessings following their baptisms. Invite a student to read Joseph Smith History, Chapter 1, Verse 73 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and identify words and phrases that describe what Joseph and Oliver experienced after they were baptized. You may want to suggest that students mark these words and phrases in their scriptures. What came upon Joseph and Oliver after they were baptized? Since Joseph and Oliver had not yet received the gift of the Holy Ghost, what they experienced on this occasion was the power of the Holy Ghost. Joseph and Oliver would receive the Melchizedek priesthood for conferring the gift of the Holy Ghost at a later date. Invite a student to read Joseph Smith History, Chapter 1, Verse 74 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for a specific blessing Joseph and Oliver received through the power of the Holy Ghost. After students have reported what they have found, write the following doctrine on the board. The Holy Ghost helps us understand the meaning and intention of the Scriptures. Why do you think we need the Holy Ghost to help us understand the Scriptures? When has the Holy Ghost helped you understand the true meaning and intention of the Scriptures? Invite students to spend a few minutes writing in their class notebooks or Scripture study journals about what they will do to invite the help of the Holy Ghost as they study the Scriptures. Scripture Mastery, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 13, Verse 1. Note: you can use the following teaching idea during the lesson as you introduce the mastery passage in context or at the end of the lesson. Divide the class into pairs. Ask each pair to take turns reading aloud every other word of Doctrine and Covenants, Section 13, Verse 1. After students have done this a few times, ask one student in each pair to close the Scriptures and try to continue to say every other word as his or her partner reads every other word. Then invite students to switch roles. Time permitting, allow students to repeat this activity until they feel confident reciting this passage on their own.